We'll continue with the fourth text found in John 11, selected verses 1, 3, 17, and 20 to 44. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she's going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. Because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Wow. Power over death. Mary and Martha knew immediately who to go to in times of trouble. They sent a message to Jesus, your loved one Lazarus is sick. Come and help him. But Jesus tarried. He didn't come until Lazarus had been dead for already 4 days. Isn't it amazing that both the sisters, independently, when they saw Jesus, said the very same thing? Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. What a tremendous confession of faith. They knew that Jesus had the power to be able to heal their brother if you had been there just a little bit earlier. From the time of creation, the Lord God had warned mankind that the consequences for disobeying and sinning against him would be death. And since all have sinned, all die. There's nothing quite so fearful in the eyes of mankind than the ultimate, and that is death. Yet Jesus is the answer to death. He not only said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. He proved it. by his actions. With tears in his eyes, he walked to the grave, told him to roll away the stone. Then he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." The power of Jesus' word is greater than even death. Death has lost its sting. Death has been conquered by Christ. Jesus showed that by his raising this dead man who had been dead for 4 days. And then, just a few months later, he showed it again by his own powerful resurrection on Easter Sunday. O ye who are of death afraid, triumph in the shadowed shade. Drive your anxious cares away. See the place where Jesus lay. Christian, dry your flowing tears. Chase away your unbelieving fears. Look on his deserted grave and doubt no more his power to save. Jesus says to every single one of us this morning, because I live, you shall live also. We conclude with our fifth lesson from Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him, out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he, meaning Jesus, asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Also he begged him earnestly that he would not send him out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine, that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. And the unclean spirits went out, entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion, sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed, and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And when he had got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he has had compassion on you." And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Power over evil spirits. You might wonder why we didn't end our Vacation Bible School series with Jesus' power over death. That's the final enemy, right? Yes, it is. And death has been conquered. It is not death to die, as one of our hymns say. And yet Satan and all of his evil spirits continually, day after day after day, try to fight to get us to lose that inheritance of ours. They attack us day and night to try and rob us from that gracious gift of life over death. Satan is still powerful today. He's still very active. Not so much in demon possession, but he's active in his temptations to get us to sin. Active in the world's temptations to get us to sin. Active in tempting our sinful flesh to get us to sin. To get us to not believe and trust in the Lord, or to listen to false teachings. He uses lie after lie after lie in the vanity and emptiness of this world to lead us to look to that rather than to cling to the power and the safety of his word. But the good news is that the gospel has chained Satan. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and that gospel message hasn't taken Satan's power away from him, but he's chained him, like that vicious pit bulldog that's snarling and foaming at the mouth. If you're in Christ, he can't get you. Satan can harm us none. We are free. Free to live for Christ. Free to say no to temptation. Free to live for our Savior, both here in time, and ultimately, forever in heaven. What a joy it was this past week to see our four students sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him being taught through their teachers about his miracles. His miracles that showed power to them. Power to protect, power to provide, power to heal, power over death, power over Satan and all the evil spirits. In our last text here, the odds in the story were 6,000 to 1. When Jesus asked that man, what is his name? He said, my name is Legion. A legion of soldiers is 6,000 soldiers. So there may have been up to 6,000 evil spirits inside of that man against one, Jesus. Yet it was no contest. They had to beg Jesus, not just cast him out somewhere. They begged him, please, please, send us into that herd of pigs. We know the odds against us and against our children is even far greater than that. As all the evil spirits under Satan's head, all the temptations of this world, and all our sinful flesh temptations attack us day after day after day, and yet we have the one Jesus, who has all power in heaven and on earth. As someone said, one with Jesus is a majority. With Jesus, we always have the victory. The last thing that Jesus said to this man, this formerly demon-possessed man, who's now sitting there, cured in his own mind, was this. He said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion upon you. May each of us do the same thing. Amen.